Chapter 3. Gospel. We have no idea what Christianity would have been like if the Romans had not destroyed the temple. Its loss reverberates throughout the scriptures that comprise the New Testament, many of which were written in response to this tragedy. During the late Second Temple period, the Jesus movement had been just one of a multitude of fiercely competing sects. It had some unusual features, but like several of the other groups, the first Christians regarded themselves as the true Israel and had no intention of breaking away from Judaism. Even though we have little first-hand knowledge, we can make an educated guess about the history of the group during the 40 years that had elapsed since Jesus was executed by Pontius Pilate. Jesus himself remains an enigma. There have been interesting attempts to uncover the figure of the historical Jesus, a project that has become something of a scholarly industry. But the fact remains that the only Jesus we really know is the Jesus described in the New Testament, which was not interested in scientifically objective history. There are no other contemporary accounts of his mission and death. We cannot even be certain why he was crucified. The Gospel accounts indicate that he was thought to be the King of the Jews. He was said to have predicted the imminent arrival of the kingdom of heaven, but also made it clear that it was not of this world. In the literature of the late Second Temple period, there had been hints that a few people were expecting a righteous king of the house of David to establish an eternal kingdom, and this idea seems to have become more popular during the tense years leading up to the war. Josephus, Tacitus, and Suetonius all note the importance of revolutionary religiosity, both before and after the rebellion. There was now keen expectation in some circles of a Messiah, in Greek Christos, an anointed king of the house of David, who would redeem Israel. We do not know whether Jesus claimed to be this Messiah. The Gospels are ambiguous on this point. Other people rather than Jesus himself may have made this claim on his behalf. But after his death, some of his followers had seen him in visions that convinced them that he had been raised from the tomb, an event that heralded the general resurrection of all the righteous when God would inaugurate his rule on earth. Jesus and his disciples came from Galilee in northern Palestine. After his death, they moved to Jerusalem, probably to be on hand when the kingdom arrived, since all the prophecies declared that the temple would be the pivot of